This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 23rd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Don't miss the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It has a whole bunch of different speakers than last week's FIA Boca and is a great perspective on European and global market issues. There's a link in today's newsletter, and it's going on right now. Do you need a reason to get the COVID-19 vaccine? Well, Krispy Kreme Donuts has offered one free donut every single day of 2021 to people who get the vaccine. No purchase is necessary, but I dare anyone to try to walk out of the store without buying a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Last weekend saw the greatest number of people flying since the pandemic hit a year ago. The Associated Press reported there were 1.5 million travelers around the world taking to the air. Just don't go to the Philippines, where there was a record number of COVID-19 cases announced. Facebook announced they only removed 1.3 billion fake accounts in the months surrounding the 2020 U.S. election. That is a lot of fake friends. My best friend is a bot. Goldman's David Solomon said junior bankers might be able to take Saturdays off. Citigroup's Jane Fraser banned Zoom calls on Friday and set May 28th for a firm-wide holiday to be known as City Reset Day. Take that, Goldman. So much for bankers' hours, huh? 500 Startups is holding an online fireside chat with entrepreneur Jeremy Bacon, where he will discuss why it's essential startups focus on environmental stewardship from day one, where to get started, and common pitfalls to avoid. Advice for communicating on ESG with investors, customers, and suppliers, and ensuring ESG compliance in your supply chain. The event is on Wednesday, March 24th at 6 p.m. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We've had 138 online donations so far. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. I've never smoked or consumed cannabis, which makes me one of 12 people in the U.S. eligible to work in the White House. The CBOE Options Institute on Wednesday hosts industry pros John Havis and Eric Metz to talk about the use of cash-secured put writing of index options by money managers, pension funds, and others. To join the discussion at 11 a.m. Chicago time, register with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here's some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Goldman CEO vows to better protect junior bankers Saturdays off. This is a story by Bloomberg. Solomon says he'll hire more, beef up staffing where needed. He praises analysts who alerted managers to 100-hour weeks. Goldman Sachs Group Inc.'s David Solomon vows his firm would try harder to ensure junior bankers get at least one day off a week after a group of analysts raised an alarm about increasing burnout among the group. My comment, I tell you this, Goldman CEO has the wisdom of Solomon. Here's a story from John Pletz of Crane Chicago Business, how Chicago became the Silicon Valley of pot. For the first time in a generation, Chicago is the early leader in a fast-growing new industry that's generating jobs and wealth. Call Chicago the capital of big weed. The city is home to three of the five biggest public companies in the United States that grow and sell marijuana: Green Thumb Industries, Cresco Labs, and Verano Holdings. Chicago, in a sense, is Silicon Valley for the pot business, says Kayvon Calabari, a cannabis consultant from Denver who advised Cresco on its original license application. My comment, from stinky onion to big weed. Here is a story from the OCC. TD Ameritrade and Dash Financial Technology executives join OCC. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearing organization, today announced two new members of its board of directors. JJ Kinahan, Chief Market Strategist and Managing Director of Trading and Education at TD Ameritrade, and Peter Maragos, Co-Founder and Chief Executive Officer of Dash Financial Technologies. We are pleased that JJ and Peter are adding their expansive industry knowledge and experience to our board of directors, said Craig Donahue, OCC Executive Chairman. As veterans of the U.S. equity options industry, their expertise will support OCC's continued resiliency and innovation as we work to fulfill our mission of ensuring confidence in the global financial markets. My comment, two excellent choices. Here's a press release from CBOE. CBOE promotes Catherine Clay to Executive Vice President, will lead newly created Data and Access Solutions Division. CBOE Global Markets Inc., a market operator and global trading solutions provider, announced today the promotion of Catherine Clay to Executive Vice President from Senior Vice President, Information Solutions, and the creation of a new Data and Access Solutions Division within the company, which Clay will lead. She has also been appointed to CBOE's Executive Leadership Team. Nice to see women leaders at CBOE Ascendant. They have a lot of talent there, my comment. Here is a press release from Trading Technologies. Trading Technologies launches connectivity to Athens Stock Exchange for derivatives trading platform via the TT platform. Trading Technologies International, Inc., a global provider of high-performance professional trading software, infrastructure, and data solutions, and the Athens Stock Exchange, or ATHEX, the National Stock Exchange of Greece, today announced that all derivatives products listed on the ATHEX derivatives markets are now available for trading through the TT platform and accessible to TT's global user base. My comment, now we know why Tim Giannopoulos was hired by TT to be the CEO, to get the Athens Stock Exchange deal done. Opa! Here is a story from Fortune that we mentioned earlier. Krispy Kreme will offer free donuts all year long to people with COVID-19 vaccination cards. Krispy Kreme is upping the incentives for people to get their COVID-19 vaccine. The chain says it will offer a free original glazed donut to anyone who shows their vaccination card for the rest of 2021, starting today. And the offer is not a one-time deal. My comment, the thing is, though, you have to leave your house to get the donut. Here is a story from CNET. How to use Zoom Escaper, a sneaky tool for sabotaging your own video calls. Tired of the endless parade of Zoom meetings and the anxiety they can cause, enter Zoom Escaper, a tool that allows you to sabotage your own audio call with the urgent sounds of barking dogs, crying baby, construction noise, or wind, giving you the perfect excuse to drop off the call. My comment, I don't need to fake the barking dog sound. Indy won't shut up. Here are Tuesday's top three most read stories. The top read story on Monday was again John Lothian news page, Jack Sander Remembrances, which had new additions over the weekend. The second most popular was also from JLN, Tom Thompson's story, Coinbase hit with a $6.5 million fine by CFTC. Market debut rumored to be delayed. And third most clicked was the Bloomberg's catastrophe debt market gets its first dedicated volcano bonds. Here's your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 201,851,701 pages viewed. There are 25,520 pages on the site, and there's been 231,119 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.